This is Jenny.
And this is Amanda.
And we're from Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda.
Every second and fourth Tuesday of the month here on WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Chris Anderson of Germantown, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are invited to join me upon the Cypress Bough.
Yeah. all of my help comes from who? You know who. All of our help comes from the Lord. If you're feeling low, you got to know where to go. All of our help, hallelujah, he is our help. And let somebody who know what I'm talking about out there say amen, amen again. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. Oh, yes, I am. Don't have my head in the sand. I just know where my help comes from. How about that? How you doing out there? Oh, you bright siders, you bright side family members, bright side family and friends and visitors. Perhaps you come on every week. I know some of you do because that's what you tell me. And I believe it's true. And so I'm glad to be here with you. Miss you. Love you. Glad to be back. And if you just came on for the first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yeah, we've got that for you today. And our first song, first up, was All of My Help from Ricky Dillard and the Choir. How about that? And welcome. Welcome to Black History Month, the second Sunday of Black History Month, the fifth Sunday of Epiphany, Valentine's Day weekend this week. Amen. And 20 new days in the new administration. We're still here. Hallelujah. Because we know where our help comes from. How about that? Somebody ought to give God praise. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to give God some praise up in here, up in here. We've got a lineup for you. Six songs, 28 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Coming up, Always by Javonte Patton. Testify by Kelante Gavin. God Is by Melvin Crispell III. Jesus, Faith City featuring Leandria. And Walking in Freedom with Dale Anthony. Reminder with J.J. Harrison. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Always testify. God is Jesus. Walking in freedom. We need the reminders. Don't you go nowhere, beloved. You stay right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra, WGXC Acra Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online. Anytime you can go there and find the bright side in the archive. How about that? All right. As I said, we got the music that'll fill your heart, your mind, and your soul. Let somebody know that you know where to go on Sunday mornings. The bright side somewhere right here with me. Always, always.
Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Always. And Father, I need you. Can't do life without you. Father, I need you. Always.
Who has that testimony in the room? Sing it with us, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Father.
Father, I trust you.
You got it, Father.
Father, I trust you.
Somebody say always.
Always.
And sing, Father, I need you.
Father, I need you.
Can't do life.
Can't do life without.
You got it. Father.
Father, I need you.
Somebody say always.
Always.
Hallelujah. The next part is just going to ask him to heal us. Say, Father, please heal me.
Father, please heal me.
Anybody need healing? Father.
Father, please heal me.
Come on, somebody in the hospital room, make this your prayer.
Father, please heal me.
Always. Come on, sing Father.
Father, please heal
and ask him, and bring me the victory.
And bring
hey.
Me the victory.
Sing Father.
Father, hey. Please heal me.
Always.
Always.
Hey.
Forever
and ever, always. Father, provide for me.
Father, provide for me.
Come on, ask him for the provision you need.
Father,
hey.
Provide.
Yeah. When you want to
my children's children and children's children always. Hey, now this is the last part of the song, and I want you to sing it with us. Hallelujah.
I've been through too much,
yeah.
Too much.
He
I gotta see something.
I gotta testify.
You've been good to me.
Yeah. thank you for helping me see that freedom is in you. I'm ready to take the limits off.
Take this walk alone. Father, I need your help.
Not by might, nor my own power,
but by the Spirit of God that lives inside of me.
Listening to WGXC Accra, WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, Hudson, Catskill, New York, from Albany, Kingston, Dutchess County, Columbia County, Greene County, Ulster County, all around town, WGXC.org online. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, bringing you the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. That's what we do right here where there is a bright side. You don't go nowhere. You stay right here with me on WGXC, listening to that kind of music. We've got more music, and after, I think, the next song, reminder, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We're walking in freedom over here. We're walking in freedom. We're going to keep walking in freedom.
Yes. My heart's open wide. I've cried long enough. I've done it my way long enough. Don't want to remain the same. I'm ready for change. And like the prodigal son, I'm running back to you. I'm getting out of my own way. And I'm ready to let go of the weight. It's over. The chains are broken. By faith, I'm covered. Yes. Cause every weight that I've carried and every chain that's kept me bound
You turn the limited into the limitless. Yes. Yeah. So I'm not looking back on what I was, but I'm looking forward to what I will be. Cause every promise is bringing purpose. Yeah. Yes. So I've got my eyes set on you. Shame today. Cause I got my liberty. I got my liberty. Oh yes. Hey. To every sin, every mistake, every failure is wiped away. My past is not my destiny. I'm grateful. Yeah. Yeah. Cause your ways are higher. Your thoughts are higher. Everything about you is so much better. That today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Yeah, letting it go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Hallelujah.
Make some noise all over the house if you believe the Lord's gonna do it.
Yes, Lord.
We have come to you this day, stressing all we have to face. Fear has tried to cloud our thoughts. Recall to us, Lord, who you are. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Send a reminder. Oh.
Back in my mind, how
still providing for me. Play back in my mind how you showed up every time. Keep on reminding that you're providing for me. Put your hands right there. Keep on reminding that you're providing. Play back in my mind.
Yes, beloved, he did it before. He can do it again. Whoa, I think we just need a little reminder. We need a little reminder. Amen. Oh, gracious and eternal God, I just want to thank you for the blessings that you bestowed upon us this day. Thank you, God, that the storm wasn't as bad as we expected it to be. Thank you, oh God, for those who are out there taking care of our roads and our streets and the hills and the mountains on the flatlands. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us through fiery trials and storms of life. Thank you, God, you've done it before. You'll do it again, holy God. Thank you, let the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, oh God, my strength, my rock, my redeemer. It is in your Son, Jesus the Christ's name that I pray and I say, amen. Hallelujah. I say amen. Beloved, I just want to share for a few moments, you know, my spiritual musings over the word of God and things that are happening in real time, in real time. One of my dear friends, sister friends, and she's an elder like myself. We're elders. But she wouldn't be happy with me identifying her that way. I don't think she'd be identifying happy with me reference her at all in this moment. But yeah, it's part of my story and experience. So I want to share it with you, my friend. So we were talking and she was stating to me that in her church, the pastor doesn't talk about politics at all. And, you know, this was a sign of information that she was sharing, of a sign of relief I saw in her that he doesn't do that. You know, for her and the other dozen or so members of the church, this is a good thing. And for some reason, that benign information just struck a little chord within me. I don't know. I can only guess the reason it seems like a good thing is because maybe they sense that if they talked or taught about issues that are called quote-unquote political, they might fool around and find out that the ties that bind them are a little bit fragile. I don't know. But anyway, not too many days before that or after that, I can't remember, another sister friend and I were talking, and she said something similar in terms of what's important to her and other members of her church, different congregation of people. We don't want anything political. Now, I get it. I get it. We are all familiar with the language in the First Amendment of the American Constitution that commonly refers to a clause that decrees the separation of church and state. But it is precisely a lack of knowledge or a lapse in the knowledge of our history and the history behind that metaphor, separation of church and state, that has led many people to a false conclusion about what the Establishment Clause intended then and means today. We're talking about history, beloved. The facts are there. The truth is there. The ingredients for healthy debate and robust conversation are there. Liberation from faulty thinking is there. But where are we? I would say mostly absent from these types of conversations and manipulated by metaphors. February is Black History Month in America. I know some people don't like it, but it is. It was legislated over 50 years ago, 40 some odd years ago, I think in the 1980s. I don't remember. I got so many numbers flying around in my head, but it's been a while, right? And it was established so that the history of a people whose presence here in America predates that of almost all white Americans, but whose stories of bravery, chivalry, contributions, and courage were not included in the telling of America's history. And when told, told in the most minimalist way. It is a history of a people who, in a very large and significant way, helped forge the future of a fledgling nation, helped create its fortunes, helped improve with the gifts of imagination and creativity the quality of life of people around the globe through patents and inventions, artistic expressions, culinary crafts, acts of heroism spanning over 400 years. It is precisely because of acts of defiance that when the laws of the land said it was illegal to teach a black person how to read or write, that a Phyllis Wheatley could write and publish poems that awakened an America that by law claimed black people less than human, and brought them into recognizing the ungodliness of its laws and its ways. Time does not permit me to cover 400 years of history, hidden, stolen, minimized, marginalized, ignored, history that robs God of his glory when we neglect to remember and tell these stories. In the book of Joshua, beloved, in the 4th chapter, 24th verse, we read of God's instruction that the newly liberated Israelites, emancipated by the divine move of God after 400 years of slavery, should collect 12 stones for a memorial of God's deliverance. An invitation to remember and teach the generations to follow, to remember God's power to deliver, a power that was not just reserved for quote-unquote God's people, but a power that would move for people all across the earth. God is the great deliverer, the great emancipator. The captivity of the Israelites is the reality of politics and religion. the arrest, the trial, and the crucifixion of the head of the church, Jesus Christ, is the reality of politics and religion. And when we read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, looking around at verse 23, we find these words by the Apostle Paul. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, broke it, gave thanks, and told his disciples, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, that do in remembrance of me. And the same manner he took the cup, and when he had sipped, saying, this is the new covenant in my blood, through my blood, a blood covenant. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. We are told time and time again in and through the word of God to remember, beloved. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, it says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Beloved, it is, for me, in my opinion, a betrayal of God to not tell the stories, to not tell and declare and allow our generations to know the great power that God has and uses in the earth to liberate the oppressed. That he can work beyond laws and beyond unjust laws and unjust laws. That he is able to make crooked places straight and high places level. It is a betrayal, beloved, of to neglect to tell of his goodness. And we will not forget. We will remember that God took black people in America from the outhouse to the White House. We will remember that when we were not able legally to get educations, we had people who made creations and inventions that improved the life of the entire world. We will remember that it was a black person who even brought of the cotton gin to life. There was a black person that gave us the ironing board. There were black people that fought wars for the liberation of America. We have a movie not too long ago released in this last past year of women who took on a task that was not able to be completed, though many tried. In the 368, amen. Beloved, we need a reminder. We need a reminder, hallelujah, and that's what our observances of Black History Month does. That's what our teaching of American history, full American history, does. It gives us a reminder of the God who we called on to say, God bless America, shed your grace on us, hallelujah, and to give us brotherhood from sea to shining sea. We need a reminder, beloved. I remember, and I shall never forget. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And thank you, Jesus, because every time I take that holy sacrament of communion, I remember. Yes, beloved, let's remember. Keep on keeping on. And, hey, shout like you got it. All right. I got some more music for you. Shout like you got it. Did that sound like a lineup for another song? Well, it was. Yes, beloved. You got it? You got it. Come on, Zion. Sing this with me.
Hold to his hand. Don't you ever let go. You say, don't you ever. Don't you ever let go. Hold to
Amen. Hallelujah. We're saying we're going to speak it by faith. The struggle is over. It's too soon to quit, beloved. Hallelujah. All we got to do is remember, hallelujah, where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. Ah, beloveds, God loves us. Yes, he does. He's with us and he's for us. Yeah, only God could be God putting up with all our foolishness. Amen. Only God could be God. We have an adversary who's going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour, but not ours. We know where our help comes from. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. I want to say happy birthday to all you February babies and happy anniversary to all you February lovers. And don't let the fire go out, Lord. Please help these people out here. Don't let the fire in your relationship go out. Even if it's a little dim, a little spark remains, you got Valentine's Day weekend to get that flame going back up again. And then you got to tend that flame so that it doesn't extinguish. How about that? I hope you all have a wonderful Valentine's Day. Giving you a heads up so you won't forget. All right. Let me see. There's some stuff that's going on. And I think on the 23rd of, I know on the 23rd of this month, God belonging to our county, family of friends and congregations and ministers and ministries, we're going to gather at the State Street AME Zion Church. And there is a I don't have the Eventbrite information, but I think you can register on Eventbrite. We'll get that announcement out. You can check a couple of days from now on the WGXC website. Listen to the announcements because I think there's a pre-registration required. If there's inclement weather, it will be on Zoom. But we're going to be talking about Black history, past, present, and future. We're going to continue the dialogue, the discussion, the conversation. Amen. And we have a couple of dynamic people on the panel, and certainly the audience will be, have a chance to express and share observations, ask questions. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful acknowledgement of our history, our ancestors, our allies, the movements, the move of God. Amen. We're so excited about that. On February 23rd at the State Street AME Zion Church, the host pastor is Pastor Darwin Abraham, and we're grateful to them for opening up their doors. That'll be at 1:30 on the 23rd. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Please forgive me. But listen, you can always check out the www.omichurch.com website. We update it periodically. We think we'll have some new information there on this week, Wednesday and Thursday. So you might go there if you need more information. Listen, we want to pray for you if you're sick and you're shut in, if you're lost, you're lonely, you're confused, you feel depressed, you feel stressed, you're in grief, you're bereaving. Know that God cares. God sees, he cares, and he is the help that we have. Praying that you will find that comfort from God, that strength from God, that every other voice that tries to silence the voice of God would be silenced itself, that the angels of the living God that God sends to minister to man would come and minister to you. And I'm not talking about spooky kind of stuff. I'm just talking about how God uses people in human form and angels in the spirit realm to bless and help us. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. You're still here. It's a plan for good and not for evil. It's a plan with a future and a hope. Amen. Let's get in the hands of the one with the plan for future and hope. All right. Know that we are praying for you, beloved. Hallelujah. I pray that no matter how dark the clouds get, no matter how gray the day, you will remember there is a bright side somewhere. The Lord is still there. The sun is still shining. The sun is still here. There is a bright side. So don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to get ready to get out of here. But listen, I got another music message for you. And this one is considered to be, what do they call it? The Negro National Anthem. And well, let's do that. All right. Let's lift every voice and sing. This has got a new twist, a new flavor on it. I hope you like it. Till we meet or speak again, beloved, God bless you. Stay well, stay strong. Don't quit in the dip. Yeah.
I like this part right here. Come on. Something to it. Just encourage you. We're gonna take you to church later. Let's go!
We'll keep marching, fighting till the victory's won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory's won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory's won.
Till that day!
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on.
To victory.
Till victory.